Same guy that made the music?
Uh-huh.
As he let me use it.
All right.
Uh-huh.
And tell me, what's going on with your hair? Because it was a different color yesterday.
Oh, yeah, well, I've been eating a lot of blackberries. Blackberries are good for your hair like that.
Mm-hmm.
And what about you? Where'd you get that fro from? And why are you dressed like that?
Now, Wendell, put two and two together. Mm-hmm. 60s and 70s music, and...
I don't get it.
A party, a 60s, 70s party after work today.
All right.
Girl,
all I know is you fine in her frog hair, split three ways.
Wendell, frogs don't have any hair.
Oh yeah, they do. They're just so fine you can't see them.
Tell you a fool. What music did you get from me?
Oh girl, he put everything on there. Everything is on there.
So is Earth, Wind, and Fire on there?
No.
Why couldn't they be on there? They have songs like Shining Star, September, Let's Groove.
Oh yeah.
Could you at least give me some Ike and Tina Turner?
Oh, Kiara, no.
Why not? They own the 60s. They have Proud Mary, Fool in Love, Nutbush City Limits. Mm-hmm. I thought you said he put everything on there.
Oh, Kiara, there's a lot of good stuff on there. I know you're gonna like it.
Okay. And by the way, why do you always get here so early?
Kiara, I've been showing up here early for 5 months now. Why do you keep letting me in?
You know, I could lose my job.
Yeah? So why you keep letting me in?
just let me get through setting up. You know people are gonna be getting here soon.
Oh, all right.
So how'd it go at your veterans group meeting today?
Why are you always asking me about my meetings? Are you really interested?
Yeah, I just wanna know if you're making progress.
Progress? What do you think I'm going there for?
Oh. I thought you were going there because you're dealing with post-traumatic stress disorder and that they were going to help you find a job.
You think just because I'm a war vet, I have PTSD?
No, that's not what I meant, Wendell.
You think anybody and everybody who's been in a war has PTSD? That's what makes me mad about you people. You're always assuming and you don't know nothing.
Wendell, I see how you play with others, and if you're not getting counseled in that area, maybe you should consider it.
You know what? I don't need to listen to this mess from you. You don't even know me. Maybe I should just leave.
What? You got your feelings hurt? Go ahead and leave then. But you know tomorrow you have your tired, broke butt back here just waiting for me to let you in.
Kiara, why are you always talking that head? Why are you always coming at me like that?
If those people can help you, you need to get yourself together and try to get a job.
I'm not working for these people in this country anymore. Vietnam already took my legs. Now they owe me. Besides, I'm gonna hire a man that can't use his legs anyway.
Can a man who can't use his legs dance with me?
No, just leave me alone.
Oh, don't be like that. Come on now.
No, leave me alone. You always
talk
to me.
Fire came out in 1974, so good movies
Like what?
Blazing Saddles, Foxy Brown.
How you know so much about that?
About what?
Movies and music.
My dad loved movies and music. I learned from him.
I thought you said your dad was always working and he never spent any time with you.
Yeah, but he taught me a few things. Mm-hmm. I never met my mom, so even though my dad was working, sometimes we'd just sit and watch movies and listen to music together.
And all I know is back in the day, my generation, we used to dance together. Nowadays, you get too close, you catch an elbow to the head or a foot to the groin, just like you're in gymnastics or something.
Don't hate when you know those kids are something to see.
I'm not hating. I'm just saying back when I had my legs, I was something to see.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Hey, you. Come out here on the floor.
All right.
Let's rock some more.
Modern medicine is going, and modern technology. I hope one day I'll be able to dance again.
You know, Wendell, modern medicine is wonderful, and technology has come a long way, but
yeah.
I really think you should put your hope and faith in Jesus Christ.
Oh, come on, Kiara.
Now, God can use those people to heal you, but don't put your faith in them. Put your faith in God.
Why can't you just leave it alone? I told you, no God would let no man see the things that I've seen or do the things that I've done. I mean, my country drags me over to a jungle, deceives me into slaughtering hundreds of innocent lives, and then for one small act of valor, saving a man's life, they want me to stand before your so-called God and everyone else and decorate me with medals? I mean, Kiara, how sick am I? Running, jumping, killing, those were my glory days. But how can I be a hero and a murderer at the same time? How can I climb out of this nightmare?
Wendell.
No, don't give me that. I know what you're gonna say. You're gonna tell me about the man you married that beat you almost every night, cheated on you, and then after you forgave him, he still left you. Oh, and let's not forget about your 3 suicide attempts.
Wendell, I know some people will say that my situation doesn't hold a candle to yours, but that was the end of my world. I tried to end my life. I wanted to die. You hear me, Wendell? I wanted to die. But I found peace in Jesus Christ, and through him, I'm able to move on, to love, and to give back.
What does that have to do with me?
I want the same for you, Wendell. Just like me, there's a reason you didn't die. There's a reason you didn't die on that battlefield.
Well, maybe I should have died on the battlefield. Because when I got back here from Vietnam in this wheelchair, nobody showed me any love. There was no love for me.
God has a plan for you, Wendell. He has a purpose for your life. And I can help you learn about it if you would just take some time and study with me.
I'm not studying with you. I told you, the Bible is a book written by men. It has no power.
Wendell, did you know that over 25 million people died in Europe because they let raw sewage run through their streets? It's called the bubonic plague or Black Death.
What are you getting at?
The Bible clearly says to take your waste outside the camp and bury it.
So?
Wendell, do you know what brucellosis is?
Brucellosis who?
Brucellosis.
Brucellosis, no.
It's a disease that humans catch by having sex with animals.
Girl, have you lost your mind?
There's evidence that entire kingdoms have died from this disease. The Bible says in Exodus 22:19, anyone who has sexual relations with an animal is to be put to death.
Kiara, don't you think you're getting a little carried away?
No. Why does God have to tell men not to have sex with animals? One man has sex with a sheep or a dog, and thousands of people die because of it. Think of all the lives that are lost because of the selfish lust of men. All the wars is because of greed.
Well, you know. know what? You got that right.
And a lot of the horrible things that happen on this earth aren't because of God, but a lack of following his instructions. I'll let you think about that.
Well, you know what? I'll think about it.
But in the meantime, I'm gonna take off of work early and go to that party. You wanna roll with me?
Kiara, why would someone like you wanna take me anywhere?
Wendell, I think sometimes we get so caught up in our past and we're so busy trying to hold our ground and survive that I truly believe we forget how beautiful we really are. Now, do you want to go to that party with me?
Yeah, I'll go with you.
Mm-hmm.